Blog Talk
I bless
Radio.
All of you. I bless all of you on the prayer line. You got the right line. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Conviction Line.
Thank
the line will be giving God the glory, the praise, all the adoration. And God brings us together from all walks of life. We do give him glory and praise this morning. This is the tail end of the all-night shut-in. Yeah, the all-night shut-in. Thank God for what he's done. So many wonderful things that we've heard this morning on this front line. God bless you.
Praise and I give the name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to NPA, NPARadio.com on Black Talk Radio. We've been heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. First, we'd like to give you instructions for those of you who are joining us. Star 6, you'll mute your phone, as well as unmute it. You want to be sure you do not use your speakerphone mode while participating. Please be sure you do not open two phone lines close by each other, computer phones, Skype, Magic Jacks, etc. Please be sure you do not leave your loved ones alone on the road phone holding private conversations, which certainly will become public knowledge. Everyone is invited to be a participant. And as you participate, bear in mind the basic core always apply. That is, always identify yourself. Give your name, area code, and the city you're calling from. And remember, you have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. And again, we welcome all of you to the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. And now, the man who God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And good morning to all of you worldwide. This is Bernard Johnson, and I want to just thank you for coming to be with us from every church affiliation, every church denomination, every economic strata. We welcome you to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. I understand we have another pastor as guest this morning. I wonder if he's still with us. I know pastors are so busy. But Ambassador Fryerson, are you on the line? If so, let's find out.
Yes, I am.
Let's find out if pastor is with us.
Okay.
The line is in your hands this morning.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Ambassador Fryerson, area code 616, and hopefully at this time we can present Pastor Eric Slack from Ohio to you. Pastor Slack, his church, he's the founder and pastor of New Creation Church of God in Christ in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pastor Slack, are you with us? Pastor Slack? Ambassador Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't made it back to the line yet.
Oh, my God, bless you.
Thank you.
So excited about Jesus. And God bless you. Let's go into our... Again to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. we're coming together, and we're coming together from all backgrounds. And we come together to pray together and to praise the Lord together. My, 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 my. This is our all-night shut-in. We have been with the Lord ever since 9 o'clock last night, beginning with the blog and the 1,000 thank you. The 1,000 thank you. Amen. We praise him in, and we're going to praise him as we go out of the prayer line. I do want to just see if y'all are awake this morning. Amen. We thank God for you. How many of y'all are awake? Good morning to you. Good morning to me.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Amen. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to y'all awake.
Good morning.
Wake up and let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Lord.
Good
morning,
Lord.
Yes, good morning.
I want to ask y'all to wake up here from every area code because we're getting ready to thank him. Amen. I want to give God a real show enough thank you this morning, how he blessed us to go all night long and be in the presence of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to ask y'all to join me this morning from all these area codes. Would you represent your area? Many people cannot be heard in your area because we only can have a few on from each area. But I want to ask you to be heard this morning and represent your area and give God some show enough thanks. He's the one who really woke us up this morning and started us on our way. He's responsible for your eyelids. And as you blink your eyes, did you know that if you didn't blink your eyes to moisten them, you'd have eye problems? He's responsible for allowing your heart to beat. Did you know that in 24 hours your heart has beat over, oh my God, over 100,000, actually 105,000 times? Did you know that? He's responsible for you being able to breathe, responsible. Did you know that you take in a day's time, for 24 hours around, you take around 1,200 breaths? And I heard the word say, let everybody say, my God, that has breath, give God praise. From every area code, I don't know who's going to praise him the most jubilistic this morning and thank him because he's really done something wonderful for you. But I just want to ask everyone, we found guilty of giving God praise this morning. We have a thing we call praise check. That means I know your praise, but that means I want to find out what level your praise is on. It's been good to you. You already have a high praise. If God has blessed you and opened doors for healed your body, brought you out of death, you ought to have a high praise. And when I say praise check, that's simply to ask you, what level is your praise on? I'll show you where mine is because I have been there and God has brought me out. So I want to say this morning, praise check. When I say it, come on in, let me see what level you're on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, good morning. This is Carolyn from Georgia. I'm kind of sleepy now, but I got on last night about 11 hour time in
Thank
Atlanta.
Thank you so much.
And I did hear most of it. I think I tuned out a little about 6 o'clock, a little after our time.
My God. Anyone else? We had such a wonderful...
I was on to 2 o'clock.
Beautiful. Anyone else? God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. The line's open to you. Anyone else? Well, let me just
Sister Christopher. I've been on since about 1 o'clock.
All right, Sister Christopher. Amen. You made that effort. And thank you. Let me, while y'all decide and remember, if y'all want, we started out last night at 9 o'clock. With the giving God thanks. Oh, my God. I really believe God honored us so because we stopped and thanked him 1,000 times. And across the world with Africa, India, Asia, Russia, China, Germany, France, everywhere, England, anywhere I can name, we joined together and thanked him 1,000 times. Over 3 billion praises were offered unto the Lord last night for all these 195 different nations and over 100 million different listeners. Oh, my God. God blessed us in a great way. We got to understand that he does inhabit the praises of his people. And he's not going to let his people thank him 1,000 times and come together, all together, in corporate praise, over 3 billion praises, and God not be there. He was there then, and he's here now. Lord, we worship you. We praise you. And then after we did the all-night study, then we used to do the youth prep. Amen. And the youth were in rare form last night. Oh, my God. We had Ambassador Tina Hodges' son, Bud. You've heard us mention Bud on the line many times. He gave his testimony and just shook up things across the prayer line last night. Oh, we thank God how he's changed Bud.
Amen.
God gave me a prophecy for the boy last night.
Yeah.
God said that he was having a new beginning on last night, a new future. And God said he was answering the questions that he had. Why? And God answered them last night. We had such a great time with Brother Bud. And then we went at 10 o'clock. We had Ambassador Ernestine Riley and Ambassador Lily Garnett from Illinois. Yeah. 10:30 to 11, we went Ambassador Gail Stitch down in Arkansas, Pine Bluff. And how wonderful that was. Oh, my God. Ambassador Gail just preached last night. Like just she was going crazy. Oh, my gosh. She blessed our hearts. And 11 o'clock, Josephine Beatty of Michigan was a great, great blessing to us. Everybody was a great blessing. And 11:30 to 12, Ambassador Geraldine Garnett and Ambassador Jesse, Mother Jesse Dickney. How good and wonderful and great they were. All these people were just hitting the ball out of the park. And then from 12 to 12:30, we had that Powerball. Dr. Ambassador Patricia Stern, the mother to the nation. Amen. We do honor our mother to the nation greatly. And 12:30 to 1, we had, we kind of continue on in that time right there and begin to just have different ones who will praise the Lord. And from 1 o'clock around that time, missionary Kimberly Kennedy, and we had history last night. She brought her father on, Bishop Durham, who both she and Bishop Durham double teamed on us and blessed us so and hit that ball. They're still looking for the ball. They haven't found it, but amen, we had such a great time. Amen. And at 2:30, Ambassador Benita Fryer. Now, this is the woman, the lady who put together this all-night shut-in. Did such a phenomenal job on that. She blessed us last night, too, and did a great, great, great job. And from 2:30 to about 3:30, I took it and tried to do a little bit that I could. But at 3:30, missionary Robin Fennison, who was such a great blessing to us, thank you so much again. And 4 to 4:30, we heard a little bit from, and it was so good, from missionary Mary Smith. Her name, M-E-R-R-Y, Mary Smith. Amen. She brought a joy to the sister Mary Smith. So, all right, and from 4:30 to 5, and then we didn't get a chance to hear Eric Slack. I wonder, Pastor Slack, are you on the line this morning? Oh, thank you, Jesus. But then we heard Ambassador Deborah Pryor, which was so refreshing and brought a rich word again. Oh, thank God. And then Pastor Weaver from Michigan. Oh, we had a great time. What a time, what a time, what a time. And we, here we are now on the prayer line, unusual prayer line. Oh, my God. You know what I feel like? I feel like sweeping through the city. This morning. Hey, glory.
Lord, glory, glory.
Pick him up and put him down, Dr. Mary Lacey.
Yeah.
Come on, Mother, to the nation. Come on. Get up and march in tune with me. March in time with me.
Thank you.
God bless all of y'all this morning. We've been sweeping through the city all night long. Hallelujah. With so many people there. Oh, my God. Giving God praise all night long. My God. Thank God for you. I want y'all to give some praise reports of some things that really cause you to be, to really grow and to be blessed even more. Amen. Tell it. Tell of his goodness. The Bible says in Psalms 105, make known his deeds among the people. Here the people are, and some people in Africa and other places have come so far. This is their only church. Amen. Only church. And we want to inspire them, okay? The lines are open to you. Give them a praise report about what really touched your life last night. Who will be first? Who will be first? Who will be first?
This is Rebecca Thomas. And I want to say thank the Lord for blessing me to make it through the night. And I thank you, Dr. Jackson, for allowing us to be blessed in such a wonderful way. Through all the times up until this time, you have been a blessing to us on the all-night prayer line. And I thank God for you extending your love, your blessings, your strength, and just your desire to increase our learning and our strength in the Lord. And I want to say, I really be blessed with this from the area of hearing what is the message about. Why did the Lord tell you to turn over to the message? And when you were telling me why, it's because we were desperate. And when we got a desperate need, then we got a desperate seeking the Lord to hear him and to follow his instructions as to what to do, because we know that. So give us the answer when we get quiet before him and just let him increase our understanding, our wisdom, our knowledge, and our endurance to be able to make it through the little times and trials and the difficult trials. And God is truly able and wonderful and he's worthy to be praised. Thank you. And I thank God.
That's Evangelist Palmer. You're growing, Evangelist Palmer. Thank you. Amen. Who else? Tell me what blessed your heart last night on the all-night shut-in. Anybody else? The line is open to you. Come on, jump in there in the name of Jesus. Who else? Who's next?
God bless you and good morning to everyone. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer from Louisville, Kentucky.
God bless you, Ambassador.
Pardon me?
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, Chief. I just honor the Lord this morning for his mighty work. And just to know that the Lord is on my side, praise God. I was blessed by hearing the beginning of it because we do, as I say, I don't want to stretch myself too thin that I'm no good for anybody or no good for myself. But I thank God that I was able to hear the youth on last night, Buds, and he started off giving the testimony about his life and how he had been blessed through the prayers that God had bestowed upon him from the prayer line. And there had been so many times that we just would go down the list and we would call the young people's names, Bud, Blue, Kevin, J.R., Ray Ray, and Mr. Yarbrough, and Thomas Betts. And we would just go down the line. We knew that already. And now we have the 50-50, we can't call every name. But I was so tremendously blessed hearing the young man talk about how God had, and he's just one. All the others have come out and come through as well. And so many others have been blessed by the prayer line. And I just want to add the fact that even here, we are doing the same thing here in the streets to curtail some of the murdering, because they've had almost 100 murders here of young people, and somebody has to step out. We can't always be behind the doors, but we can step out and be in the streets, and it said take the village, and I want to be part of that village that helps those young people out there in the streets that are being shot down, killed, stabbed, just murdered in cold blood. Even my beautician, I testified back here not long ago how she had been even staff. So I just want to thank God that that's what God have us doing here. And I'm so glad to know that so many was on here all night long praying for those that are out there still that are doing the will of God. So we even get a chance to ride along with the cops to talk to some of the people that are out there hurting in the streets. And so I am giving God the glory for the prayer line and the all-night prayer. So when I can't be there, someone else is. And glory to God, and thank God for all those that stayed up all night seeking God and doing warfare for those that were out there still doing something, doing the work. Some have to be foot patrols, and some have to be in the building, just on their knees, just seeking God. So glory to God for this prayer line. So thank you so much for even allowing us to give a praise report concerning the all-night shut-in. God bless everyone. Love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Amen. Love you, too, and thank you so much for that beautiful, beautiful praise report. All right, anyone else want to tell what the Lord used to bless you last night? The Lord is open to you. Anyone else on the prayer line?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to jump in really quick. I want to also follow Dr. Piper. So good to hear her voice, Ambassador Charlotte Gray. I also enjoyed Bud in the beginning, and I also wanted to jump in when I heard Sister Geraldine Garnett talking about a heart change and a mind change,
yeah,
and how she has totally had a withdrawn spirit, and how now she is on fire for the Lord. I thank God for that. From the first two prayer lines, she has had a turnaround. I thank God for her testimony and how she is moving for the Lord even further. She's going higher, higher, higher for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God for how God is moving on this prayer line, and she is moving forward for Jesus. So I just want to give Geraldine Garnett a high praise in how God is moving in her life. It's the Holy Ghost that is lifting her higher in the Lord. So I just thank God for that, and I also want to thank God for how you pray for the finances, and then also how Mother Stern came and also gave confirmation on how if God can do it for man, and that God is bigger than man, and how the trunk tree can go for not just one, but for all. So I thank God for obedience. So I just thank God for what I was able to do before my phone died at almost 1 o'clock. So thank God for those that are able to stay up. I agree with Dr. Fuss. God bless you all. Thank you.
My
and I
God.
Thank God for how the word, the armor, God is using the word armor now while we are in warfare. We're studying armor. So it is bigger than that word. I believe Sister Geraldine gave a definite, not Geraldine, Lily Garnett gave a definition. She broke down several definitions of the word armor. So God bless you. Man of God, thank
you
so much. I love you, Dr. Johnson. You know that. Lady Betty.
Love you too. Love you too.
God bless you. Raise your hand.
First Lady, did I hear you trying to get on? All right. Anyone else want to just tell, give a praise report of what God did for you last night?
Good morning. This is Mother Digby. Thank him, giving honor to God and to everyone that's on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I enjoyed the part of the line that I was on. I enjoyed the young man, Bud, and I remembered how they've been calling his name. And I thank God for how God is delivering. I thank God we have been praying for revival. And I thank God for how God blessed at our church. We had a two-night revival, and I thank God for how God bless this young lady, fill this one young lady with the Holy Ghost, and how that on Friday night, this coming Friday night, we're going to have baptizing at our church. And I think some more churches are going to come with us, but this is the part that it was so good to me. The two young men that got saved last Sunday, their father was incarcerated, and he's supposed to be out today. The father and the two sons and the sister that received the Holy Ghost, that's the father, the two sons and the daughter, they're planning to all be baptized on Friday night. So I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is good and worthy to be praised. And I'm just encouraged because whatever you want from the Lord, just keep telling the Lord. And I found it out. The Lord hears and he answers prayer.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, my God. I wonder, is Mother Owens on, Mother Gloria Owens? Owens. I wonder if she's on this morning. If you are, let me know, Mother Owens. Are you there? All right. I know that she joined us last night. So glorious. All right. Someone else give a praise report of what the Lord did for you. I know he blessed you. We just want to hear what he did for you. The line's open to you. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is Missionary Kimberly Kennedy, area code 616 from Michigan. I was just truly blessed by the women of God. Both my grandmothers are gone on to glory, so I don't have the benefit of hearing their wisdom and hearing their word and hearing their testimony, how God has brought them down through all the years. And I was just blessed on last night just to hear all the old mothers of Zion talk about, you know, the change of how they first got the Holy Ghost and during the Depression time and coming all the way forward to 2016, you know, being in service. We're not in service like we used to do back then. And to be able to still carry that same anointing from then until now and how powerful it has become and how every time they speak, they impart something into me, and it makes me go on just a little bit longer and want to hold on to it and be able to pass it on and not let it go. Just the old way of being holy, because holiness is right. And so I just thank the Lord that there are still some old mothers of Zion, and I can still get something and get that impartation from them.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, I want to get a few more here. I wonder if Ambassador Linda Forshey on the line. Won't you say good morning, Jesus, for us this morning? And I want to see what our mothers in the nation, what touched her heart on last night. And let's see, Ambassador Thelma Rush, and Ambassador-elect Cullen, come on, tell us what really touched your heart as y'all were a part of it. I certainly want to hear from Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey. Dr. Lacey, come on. I know you're probably a little sleepy, but come on, tell us what blessed you too also. The line is open to any of y'all. Come on, anybody.
This is Ambassador Lacey in Waukegan. I want to thank the Lord for how he blessed all night long last night. I was napping all through the night, but I thank God for his mercy. And I thank God for the things that he's done. One of our sisters was just, oh, Lord. She talked about how we could press on. Even though we are going through, we could press on. And honor to our national and chief Ambassador and his lovely wife, Sister Betty, Dr. Betty Johnson. We just love you all, and God just blessed you. And God blessed, and I didn't tell the results of my goddaughter's situation. They told her they wasn't going to give her no other car because she didn't have that gap insurance. If you're going to buy an automobile, make sure you get that gap insurance with it. So if you have an accident, it will pay the difference. My goddaughter got her car. She's driving a 2015. At first, they wasn't going to do anything. She would have had to pay for a car she didn't have because it was destroyed. But God blessed her, and now she's able to get on to work without either of us getting up to carry her. God blessed her, and let's keep the fire up because we got a strong election coming up. And we really need to pray that the Lord would give us someone that's going to do the right thing in there as President of the United States. Do you not know that the President of the United States can destroy the whole United States with his mouth or with her mouth? So we ask that God to deal bountifully with us so when we go to vote, we will vote religiously and have some things that we can have in our lives. God bless you this morning. It's a pleasure being awake half of the night, all night long, and doing the things that God has allowed us to do. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
God bless you, Ambassador Lacey. I heard Mother Willie Johnson. Ambassador
Willie Johnson. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, I was listening. listening to you all last night up until my phone was dead. So I really got a lot out of last night. I had to cook anyway for my lunch today. So I was up. So I said, some told me, hello, the golden prayer line. So I listened last night, and everything that I heard was just wonderful. And I thank God for the prayer line.
Thank you, Mother. God bless you. You are wonderful. We appreciate you so much. All right, everyone else, or anyone else, please help us. Tell us what's going on.
This is Ambassador Miller Garnett. I just really enjoyed the prayer line last night. I really enjoyed my sister-in-law, Geraldine Garnett. She has really grown. She has really grown. And she has had that drawback spirit. God has delivered her. I enjoyed her testimony. And that you just have to let me know what God can do for you. And I am even getting better myself on the first fruit prayer line. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and the prayer line.
Yes, you brought a wonderful message on last night. And who was it, Mother Digby, who was with you last night?
Ernestine Rowley.
Ernestine Rowley. Mother Digby was with Geraldine on it. I tell you, y'all, my God, y'all really teamed up together. And the Lord bless y'all and bless us through y'all. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. All right. I got to move quickly here. Someone else. The Lord
bless you. God, from whom all blessings flow. God bless you, Chief, and the wonderful prayer line. This is Ambassador Smith, and I enjoyed everything from 9 o'clock all the way to a little after 1. I had to sign off saying sometime this would be probably my first time I didn't just actually stay up all night and say something, but all the other times I've been there. God bless you, and I just had a word that was planted. You woke me up to walk, sing, praise, jump, shout. And you know what? I'm charged. You can't hear all of that and stay the same. You awoke the Holy Ghost. You want to keep on your armor. I love the song season because I'm in that season. That season word is in my spirit. Glory to God. And everyone gave something for the times in which we live. There's no reason for anyone to walk out of their home or stay in the home to be defeated, sick, blessed. Oh, my God, nothing, because the word came forth in the airways, in the spirit. I tell you, the devil, y'all put him on the run last night and this morning. He's trying to trumpet for a strategy, but he said, oh, my God, there they go on that first prayer line. God bless you, Chief, and everyone. Keep doing. Keep planting in the earth. Glory to God. The seed that you sown, they'll come back to you. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ambassador Stiff. Powerball. Amen. God bless you. Amen. It's Ambassador Linda Forshi, are you on the line this morning? If you can, won't you sing for us? We had a lot of good singing last night, too. Oh, my God. Some of y'all tell me who that was. So good. Amen. Saying he's our own time God, and then